Thank you, Chair, Your Excellency. And thank you to Botswana for the questions, because they really are something that we should, we as UNFPA, but the UN system should be considering. And if you allow me, I will start by the first one on how spread is the information of the work we are doing on this issue. I have to admit that though it's not a new engagement for us, it's something that in the last couple of months, couple of years, the last 2 years, it gained momentum. We became more and more aware that we needed to work more on this, on the visibility gaps, on also highlighting the specific needs, but also the opportunities for each of this for each of these groups. And so I take your point of making sure that all our country offices know that what we are doing, because you know well how UNFPA works. It's like any other UN agency. We negotiate with each government our country program. So and this leads me to a previous question. But are we being able to share enough how much of the work we are doing in this field, so that when the negotiation comes, it's something that also the government may ask our support, and not only having us volunteering our support. So it's this is why I mentioned that one of the things that we were proud was how we started to pioneer South-South cooperation in the specific area of expertise and on data again. But it's a point well taken, and this is why also our partnership with the Office of the High Commissioner has become so relevant, because now when you go to the page dedicated to the decade, you will also find the logo of UNFPA there. So we also had to work with the Office of the High Commissioner to make sure that through the leadership of the High Commissioner, we would be able also to position our mandate, our work, not only in partnerships, but the specific things that are UNFPA proper. But that's an excellent point. That in a way, if I may, has to do with your second question, because I mentioned a couple of times that we really need this to be a UN system-wide approach. It cannot be UNFPA working with the Office of the High Commissioner. This has to have multiple stakeholders involved. And of course, that part of the coherence, as we see, comes from the fact that we work under the leadership of the High Commissioner. We report to the... we input to the reports of the Secretary General when these reports are prepared. We also provide inputs, and I was looking at my talking points, and one of the parts that I skipped, and I understand now that I shouldn't have, is one of the suggestions that I had here to make sure that this working group could understand that it would be beneficial for our work as UN agencies, but also for the working group, to receive more examples on efforts from the field, be it by being briefed by resident coordinators, by agency country offices, as well as allowing for the Interagency Task Force Against Racial Discrimination to present its work in this working group. So in a way, making sure that we bring all the stakeholders together and that we are aligned, because one of the dangers of not being aligned, and your question prompted me this reflection, is if we are not aligned, we are not leveraging on each other, and we may even be undermining the efforts done by other parts of the system. So I think that coherence is very much well appreciated, knowing, as you've mentioned also, that each one of us will focus on their core areas of mandate. But these are two points well noted. It requires some further reflection, but I think that they are spot on. And I would just like to end by saying that this is something that it's very critical to us. It's something that is very important to us. Our previous tagline, UNFPA's tagline, says, delivering a world where every pregnancy is wanted, every childbirth is safe, and every young person's potential is fulfilled. Our previous tagline said, because everybody counts. And this is also how we look at the work of this working group, because everybody counts, everyone needs to be accounted for so they can be taken into account. And this is why I focused a lot on data and on visibility, on recognition, because we see that this this is something that goes hand in hand. And this was something that I really wanted to highlight. Thank you so much. Thank you, Chair.